Good afternoon.
Very Ooh. Jump cut again, because we're terrible editors.
Yes, we're editing on the fly. That's a enviable skill to be able to edit on the fly. It's like
I will put that on my resume.
Yes, editing on the fly. Mm-hmm. This is a recording. You're actually not listening to us now. This is a pre-record that we did 5 weeks ago.
And this is the best we could
for
do.
For replay on the May the 3rd. Well, I mean, second. I mean, never mind. Yes. So
welcome back. Welcome. It has been a very long break between shows. We had the Anzac Day had the Anzac Day break, so the uni was closed and we didn't come in. And what happened then? We had
Before
another week
that,
off.
Was it semester break?
Yes,
I think it was semester break.
Yep. And then this last week, yeah, no, that was Anzac week. So we had what, 2 weeks off or
yes,
three?
Yes, 2 weeks off.
2 weeks. Okay.
It feels like three.
It does feel like three.
Since we were lasting these X3MU studios.
Mm.
So if you don't know what you've just tuned into, we are the Anarchivist radio show with Andrew and Miel.
Yes, hello.
On Radio Monash.
Guess which is which.
Yes. We've got a bit of music in store for you, a bit of a discussion on a few things. It turns out that we had a very enlivening discussion the last time that we were on air.
Ah, yes. That's why it feels like 3 weeks. So the last episode, or the episode we did maybe before Anzac Day, I think was a bit of a throwaway because we had no vocals, no audio. We had songs playing, but no interludes, so
yes.
Nobody would have put up with that.
That's right. You were just hearing most of it was probably about half an hour of mains interference.
Just 50 hertz buzzing.
50 hertz hum in the background.
Yep.
So we might, hopefully, the vocals are working today and we'll be able to enlighten you as to our personal viewpoints, however useless they might
be. We had a spicy rant that did not get recorded, so we might try and recreate the spicy rant today.
Oh, dear.
Or not. Depends how we feel, if we can be bothered for you lot. all right, so we might start
with a little bracket.
A little bracket. So this is one that I just threw together on the fly. So we're going to hear some Minutemen up first from Double Nickels on the Dime. This is Ain't No Picnic.
Principal
back.
We are indeed.
How's that for an edit?
That was very, very,
now
very
hit pause. Hit pause.
Wait. Oh, dang it.
Oh, no, no, we're preempting ourselves. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Yes, we're running a very weird setup here. It's not very professional, I suppose.
Oh, no. Well, we're very professional. The equipment isn't. No, it's the other way around, perhaps. Yes, so it's 5 weeks in and we're learning how to use the equipment.
Five? And we're at week nine in my semester. So
far out, week nine. I don't follow that.
It's better not to for your mental health.
I don't have days and nights. It all blurs into one another of not writing my thesis. So what did we have in that bracket, Miel?
So we heard, you're testing my short-term memory. So at the top of the bracket, we heard Minuteman, This Ain't No Picnic, and that was from Double Nickels on the Dime. And then in the center of that bracket, we heard, what did we hear?
Arc Welder.
Oh, yes, Arc Welder, the band that can do no wrong, that did no wrong. I guess they're still touring and stuff.
And who was in Arc Welder?
Oh, that's testing me a bit too much.
Oh, no, well, the main guy that was everybody knows in Arc Welder.
No, Todd Train.
Wasn't Bob Weston in Far out, okay.
No. They are a good friend of the band Shellac.
Right.
And I believe they've recorded with Steve. They may not have. They've definitely toured with Shellac, and they also at one point shared a drummer, I believe. I may be getting this backwards, but I'm not sure.
Am I thinking of them? Am I thinking of Volcano Sons or something? Bob Weston.
Yes, yeah, that's Bob Weston.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The good old electrical engineer and radio enthusiast as well.
I wonder what his call sign is. I wonder if he's got a ham call. Closing up, we had
the classic, the one, the only, Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. We've done, what indie band has not done a cover of that song is more appropriate, but we've done a cover, haven't we?
Yes, we did. We were trying to reminisce about this off air. It was probably when we set up a four-track tape in Miel's living room. And I think that there was a Yamaha DX7 involved,
there
possibly.
There might have been.
And maybe a drum machine. It was so long ago. But I'm very curious to know if that ended up on tape.
Yes, you have to go through the archives and see what survived.
That's right. Now, that song... what was I going to say about Love Will Tear Us Apart? It's just a pervasive indie rock anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It was famously tied in with the life and death of Ian Curtis of Joy Division, who then were basically the band that turned into New Order.
Yes.
And I remember asking my dad about that song and asking why we couldn't do a cover of it. And actually, yes, my dad and I did do a cover of it.
Oh, that's adorable. That's so wholesome.
I should dig out the footage because it was my last day in the UK. Not the last time I was there, but the time previous. And we filmed each other doing vocal harmonies on this cover. And I asked, well, why don't we go and cover that in the pub? He's like, well, when I was going to parties when I was 18, everybody was playing that bloody song and I got so sick of it. It was just like, so it was basically the same
Wonderwall.
Way. It was like the Triple J music of its time. It'd be like us listening to Myth Meat Band or something. And like, it's just one of those, it's so out there and whatever. Yes. I don't know if that was a segue or not.
It's deep when you're like 14. Oh, no. I think Joy Division holds up, though. Like, it's good pop music. You know what I mean? And same with like bands like Nirvana, but they're the ones you hold in your heart. They're usually the first band you kind of get into.
They're a gateway band.
Yeah.
I could never get into any of Joy Division's albums, though. They all seemed so incredibly...
All two of them, you mean?
Yeah. Both of the albums and the 15 singles compilations they released, because the only songs that they did that were good were the singles.
And the Peel Sessions.
I couldn't get into any of the albums. They were too slow, boring, very, very boring.
I liked Unknown Pleasures, but then Unknown Pleasures became a T-shirt, and now...
It's better known as a T-shirt than...
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Have you even heard this album, Wiggly Lines, Unknown Pleasures?
Oh, dear. Spawn of a Million Imitators, circa 2015 or whatever. Transmission's a good song.
Yes.
Is that on one of the albums?
That's on Unknown Pleasures.
Okay, so there was a track that I liked. And that one with the video with the sort of hooded figures in it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It was an Anton Corbin video. I can't even remember what it was called. I just remember seeing the video on Rage. And of course, Love Will tear us apart, which yes. We just heard.
Yes.
Of our Joy Division. Yes.
So
did you want to dig into Triple J, or should we discuss something more lively? Oh, my phone! I'm getting tings. You, oh, it's
you're not on
Adam.
Silent.
Sorry, I'm not on silent. Here, let me field this call. Sorry.
Okay, I'll take over while he does Hello. That. I'll just turn his mic sorry. Off too. Okay, so we've got another bracket in store for you. It would be probably better if Andrew announced this, because I don't know anything about these artists, to be honest. So I'll just fill the airwaves with my lovely dulcet tones. And how are you all in Radio Land? I've always heard that that being said on Triple R, and it's a bit of a cliche, actually, Radio Land. Oh, dear. We're very professional in here. I must restate that.
Oh no, it's all right. I'll send you.
I'm not sure if you're picking this up too.
In the middle of something. Oh great. Okay. Good. Sorry. don't let there be dead air.
I don't know what to say.
I'm talking to an amateur at the moment.
Oh okay. Okay.
I'll catch you later.
And so are you, listeners. I'm very much an amateur in here.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I was getting tings from another ham. I thought, oh, radio. No, I should just have ignored that call. Very sorry. We're broadcasting, violating our broadcasting rights. Privileges, sorry. So, what would you like to do?
I think we should play some more music.
Yes, more music.
And you need to
have enough of us.
You need to announce this one because I don't know anything about these.
Yes, sorry. Just put me all on the spot there. I feel so horrible. I should go out and drink a bunch of
Andrew turpentine.
Okay. So we have a bracket of artists that are coming to our locale very shortly. First, you may or may not have heard that the Papuan musician George Telek has recently been undergoing some very heavy medical issues. Namely a very aggressive mouth cancer, very sadly. In early June, it's just been announced that the pre My Friend the Chocolate Cake band, Not Drowning Waving, featuring David Bridie, will be reforming for a one-off concert to benefit as a benefit for George. And so I thought that I'd play a bit of Not Drowning Waving. So this is Spark by Not Drowning Waving.
You're listening to the Anarchivist Podcast.
Radio Monash.
I like to hear you talking. You tell me something good. Yeah, I like to be around you, just with you. Used to sail the oceans Oh,
we're back.
Woo.
We are back. So what did we just hear there, Andrew?
At the top of that bracket, we heard Spark by Not Drowning Waving, who are playing at the Memo Music Club in St Kilda on June the 9th, along with Underground Lovers, another excellent local band, and several others. After that, we heard Cosmic Psychos with Rip and Dig, a song which is oddly pro-deforestation. I like to think of it as being tongue-in-cheek, even though it probably isn't.
Might be more from the workers'
point of view. They're all farm boys. Mm. They're all about slamming their beers and ripping their bongs and then getting on the JCB and just clearing as much land as possible in record time.
Yes.
And
what did we just hear? What was that, Andrew?
That was Gantzgraf by Ortega from their Gantzgraf EP, released, I don't know, sometime in the late 90s, early 2000s, and which has a stunning video clip directed by, I think, it wasn't Alex Cunningham, it was one of the other guys. But yeah, a landmark in computer graphics, the video clip. And Ortega are also touring, as were all of the bands in that bracket. And they'll be playing, I think, might have been June the 12th or 16th. Quick Google search will refine that for you. Ortega, sort of a famous part of what you might call the IDM Big Four from the 90s,
IDM,
intelligent
yes.
dance music as opposed to stupid dance music.
That genre name was very controversial. And probably I think a lot of those Big Four wouldn't want anything to do with that term. Aphex Twin.
That's right. So, yes, I like comparing the IDM Big Four to the metal Big Four. The IDM Big Four, I had this set out in my head, I think would be Aphex Twin,
yep.
Ortega, Squarepusher,
and
Mike Paradinas of Musique, sort of affiliated with Aphex Twin's Reflex.
Or wouldn't it be Underworld? Label. Wouldn't they be in there?
They
weren't really IDM, though.
They were more trance. Mm. I don't think they used enough cross and polyrhythms and enough algorithmic algorithmic rubbish.
Algorithmic.
Contrast with Metal Big Four being Anthrax, Slayer, Metallica and Megadeth, of course.
And the Grunge Big Four.
And the Grunge. There was the Grunge
Sound,
Big Four.
Yeah, Soundgarden, Nirvana, Alice in Chains and
Pearl Jam,
yes.
Mm, yeah, it seems like there's a bit of a theme going on.
There is. I think the media wants to create Big Fours because...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And maybe the emo Big Four being Jawbreaker, Sunny Day Real Estate, Mineral and...
Come on, you're committed
Knapsack.
Now.
I'd like to put Knapsack in there because they are the best emo band of all time.
Wow, Kanye.
That's a big statement.
Kanye
yes.
in the studio. Oh, well, actually, no, we don't speak of Kanye anymore.
We don't
He's
talk
disgraced
about him.
Himself now. Mm. That's it, Kanye, you're cancelled.
Yes.
Speaking of gigs coming through, I've been having a look at my gig calendar and I don't end up going to a lot of these, but hopefully you all, listeners, may. So tomorrow I understand that you are playing a show, Andrew.
Yes, I'm playing as a show as a part of our now four-piece, soon hopefully to be a five-piece.
Yes, I just got proposed to earlier.
Yes, that's right.
Off air.
We went from being a three to a four, then back to a three, now to a four, and now to a five. So we're just rearranging
expanding.
Band members at the moment. So that will be at the Old Bar in Collingwood or Fitzroy, one of those places. The Old Bar tomorrow night, playing with Buzz and the Pickups and Lukewarm Iced Tea.
Nice.
And that starts at 8 o'clock. It starts at 7:30, sorry. So if you could come down and watch us, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And on your calendar, Miel?
So on Friday, May 4th, so that would be the day after day after tomorrow, there's Totally Mild, Jess Ribeiro, RVG and Jade Imagine, and that's going to be at the Melbourne Museum, so pretty cool.
That's a triple R Big Four.
Yes, definitely. And some great stuff there as well. And that's going to be at a really cool venue. I mean, Melbourne Museum, like how much better can you get, honestly?
Oh, loads of fun.
Yeah. So a fun venue, good bands, go and see that Friday night. It's a good way to spend it. And, Do I have? Oh, and on Saturday, if there are still tickets, I'm not sure, but there's a Midnight Oil Q&A screening with Rob Hurst. So that's at the Astor, and that starts at 4 p.m. So if you're an Oils fan, an Oils tragic, that is not one to miss.
Yes, and on May the 12th, the MDRC, Moorabbin District Radio Club, is holding its annual Hamfest at, I think it's at the Brandon Park Community Centre, which is near Brandon Park Shopping Centre on Ferntree Gully Road. Brandon Park Shopping Centre, by the way, was recently sold to an investment syndicate which is run by some footballer. I can't remember his name.
Interesting.
But yes, I won't go into my socio-ecological theory regarding Brandon Park Shopping Centre just yet.
It's that big landmark when you go and see people who live up in
wherever it is.
Waverley or Glen Waverley, yeah. I've never actually been in there.
It's sort of a mid-sized shopping centre, which a lot of people say, oh, why would you go to Brandon Park Shopping Centre when the Glen's just up the road and Chadson's just up the road, and now they're indistinguishable from one another because, sadly, the Glen has lost whatever it had of its sort of pseudo-art deco interior, all that nice marble, and now it's going over to the sort of black and grey sort of... Tron-inspired...
Tron-inspired.
Chadston layout, which I don't like.
You don't like Tron-inspired?
No, I think it's a bit silly. I think it's overdone. I mean, it was good back in the 80s, but let's have something a bit more
fair
odd.
Enough. Yeah, it's a bit overdone.
Yes, that's right. So that's on May the 12th if you are interested in getting some ham equipment. What else do we have on the calendar? Do we have anything else?
Do you have anything on yours? Because I've just basically gone through mine.
Well, on May 19th, there are a few events on which people who are listening to this will know what I'm talking about. But other than that, see your contact your local MP for...
write to them, complain to them.
And complain about your lack of local inbox. Activity.
Yes.
Yes. So I mentioned before the Triple R Core.
Triple R Core. Now that's another rant. That's a separate rant to a Triple J rant.
Yes, and it's harder. It's a Triple R is somewhat. Oh, I guess they're a bit more redeemable.
They are. Yeah.
Because they're a local focus.
And they're a lot more transparent, and basically what they play is whatever their presenters want to play. So
they're not playlisted and they do deserve your money, but you can't. But as with all media venues, including our own radio show, they are not perfect.
No, they aren't. I guess that's just going to happen. You know, if things are popular, people are going to just play them over and over again to death. Because popularity gives the illusion that something is good.
Well, that's right. I mean, in the end, no matter how you tried to justify it, whether you are publicly funded like the ABC or subscriber funded, you are subject to the doctrine of economic rationalisation. So if you're playing music which might be interesting to a small subset of people, or if you're providing opinions that may be somewhat controversial... you're running a risk in terms of, well, you might not get funding because nobody, it's a demand driven resource, unfortunately, and funding is sort of proportional to that. None of these sort of more the trade off for having a wider base of influence or more resources at hand is that you may not be able to toe anything other than the party line. For example, I mean, Radio Monash is great. We can come on here and say whatever we want. But then again, we're not running a 30-watt FM broadcast.
That's right. Back when it was 3MU, there were pretty strict standards because you're broadcasting. You can't just talk rubbish over the airs.
Right.
And you can't, I guess, you got to be mindful of... the broadcast codes and things and when you can play certain content. More for TV? I'm not sure.
Oh, no, it's true for if you have a commercial broadcasting license or an experimental broadcasting license or one of those community broadcasting licenses, then you are subject to a set of, I think that it's a code of conduct set out by the ACMA. And thankfully, because we are streaming out across the internet, which is both a good and a bad thing, we're not bound by anything other than our own code of conduct.
That's right. So you get all sorts coming in our studio and basically people, it's total anarchy in here.
Well, what you could do is, it'd be great to have our own little broadcasting license. If Mono shelled out for a shortwave license, we could string a big antenna on top of the Union Building, or even better, on top of the Ming Wing, and broadcast on 4-point-something megahertz or whatever. That'd
and
be good.
To all, like, one person who would ever try and listen
the
in.
Only person. Well, there are a lot of shortwave radios that you can pick off the side of the road. They don't usually tune very well, but if you're within a radius, you could probably pick it up. Or I could just bring in a transmitter for the six-meter band, the amateur band, and operate This Is My Station, and then just amplify. Just have the second harmonic strong enough. So what's the second harmonic of 50 megahertz?
Oh, God, no. You should have asked me last year when I was studying that, because as everyone knows, when you go to the exam, you put all your knowledge on the paper and
that's
you leave.
Right. That's right. You just deposit it. It's like, I don't need to worry about that
you
anymore.
You transfer it from your brain to the paper and you leave, and that's it. So I would need several moments to figure that out. What is
spoiler,
it, Andrew?
A spoiler being that it's right in the middle of the FM broadcast band.
Oh, I don't even remember what
was. It's about 100 megahertz, 100
100.3. Yeah, okay, that's a good way to remember it. I'm just trying to remember my lecture notes. That's a really bad way of trying
Which
to remember it.
Would be a very dodgy thing to do, but yes. It would be conceivably doable and would maybe not cause a fuss until anybody noticed you, but anyway.
Grey legality, I like
very
it.
Very grey.
Okay, I've got another bracket. So we're going to go back into the archives. Here's some...
Will this be our last bracket? Should we sign
ladies?
Off or what would you like?
Yeah, I think once we're...
We are coming up to 3 p.m. and there is no sight of Liam, who will be hopefully coming in to present his normal show, Resentment Normativity.
Yes, and we've always had trouble in the past because the last song kind of gets chopped off because I have to log out of Spotify, because if I don't, I've got my Facebook open on this public computer, which, you know, as we know in this day and age is a really bad scene. So I don't want that to happen. No identity theft here. But we'll try. Okay. I'm gonna try. I might actually just play the two songs that I had. I'll skip the first one. So we'll start with I Don't Want to Be Too Cool by Kate Fagan.
I don't wear the rock and I don't get the ghostly double of a living person, especially one that haunts such a person. A remarkably similar double. And able to win.
Every day I wake up, still fucking forsaken.
My face is not my face, no. Five shapes, playlines.
Shadow melody, angel. Activation, struggle.
Earth change, angel.
Ghost protocol.
Livestream my autopsy. Fave lecture, follow me. Nobody really sees me. Unknown species. Spirit double, take the wheel. Diazepam kind of feel. Erkonich at the death mouse. My people feast at the death mouse. Give me the skeleton key. If you wanna see me, I'm in the attic. Shadow weaving. I was a changeling. But my mama kept me. My mama kept me. My mama kept me. Oh.
Every day I wake up. Still fucking forsaken.
My face is not my face, no. Five shades, playlines.
Shadow melody, angel. Activation, stealth mode.
Earth chain, the angel. Ghost protocol. Discard me. Like you see me just burning up in circles. I am seeing double. Earth chain, changing. Didn't bother changing. If you get sick of me, cook me up and watch me. Skin fat cool and burning. 25 years and time to come back. Simulation fading. Look at what was waiting. My skin is dead, my skin is see-through.
Every day I wake up, still fucking forsaken.
My face is on my face now. Five shades paler.
Shadow melody, angel. Activation, stealth mode.
Earth change, angel. Ghost protocol.
Every day I wake up, still fucking forsaken.
My face is not my face, no. Five shades paler.
Shadow melody, angel. Activation, stealth mode.
Earth change, angel. Ghost protocol.
Me, my spirit betrayed me. Wristband with my name on it. Face mask, blood stain on it. Invisible world, second life. Mirror child, juggle the light. Barely here, I don't wanna be. Average to be afraid. As all the stickers I wanna be. Only see me if I
it's coming up to 3 o'clock, and yes. What was in that bracket, Miel?
So that was a really short one, short and sweet. So first we had I Don't Want to Be Too Cool by Kate Fagan, and just then we heard Spirit Double, the new single from HTML Flowers and Eilish Gilligan. Yes, so I thought we'd just jump on to announce those last ones, and the last songs that we're going to play are going to be not from our personal collection because of the aforementioned issues with me logging off Spotify. So we're going to have to dig into the normie vault. The normie vault that we have here.
Normie row vault.
Yes. And the choice was not good, folks. It was very traumatic for me to actually like go through these songs because I don't know. I'm not 14 anymore, you know? Like,
it's, oh, okay. It's now we're sounding terribly elitist, which we don't apologize for, by the way.
No, come on. Like,
no apologies.
Look, we spend hours and hours digging around for music
yes,
that we
that's
like.
That's right.
We have to, like, indulge in this at some point.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Power's going out outside.
Yeah, oh, no,
it's coming
lights.
Back on.
Okay, well, you know, maybe there might have been a post that was missed about, you know, the show that was coming after us. But anyway, we are going to depart. We've had our time in the sun. We're going
to
disappear under our rocks now
so
for another
week.
So we will
see you next week at the same time and place.
Yes.
Radio Monash.
Radio Monash. You were listening to the Anarchivist Podcast.
With Andrew and Miel. I'll see you next week.
Oh,